know those weekends where everyone ends up piled up on the couch together? Those are some of my favorite memories. Growing up, it was movie nights, favorite shows, snacks everywhere, and just being together. And now I get to create those same moments with my own family. With T-Mobile, we save up to $1,000 a year by bundling our four phone lines on Experience Beyond with T-Mobile's all-in 5G home internet. Between streaming, gaming, texting, and scrolling, we are all on different screens most days. Movie night is when we finally share one. And with incredible perks and surprises every week with T-Mobile Tuesdays, plus the best streaming on them, those moments feel even more magical. Switch to T-Mobile today at T-Mobile.com. Qualifying plan required. Savings based on third line free via monthly bill credits. $15 per month internet bill credits and auto pay discount. Qualifying credit required. Credits may take up to two bill cycles and will stop if plans lines change.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's Varel Coast to Coast.
It's Varel on the bench, coast to coast in the biggest way possible, hanging out a bad seed, a broken day, a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad, another bad day, bad law, bad new, bad breath, bad attention, bad vibes. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Peralta Palacio, right across the room into the woods from our grannies upstairs, rolling up a thumb of the Colorado rare dankness in New York City, the Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, directing traffic, some kind of fashion show. You don't should do that. On up and nick them, rump out the flood, the party up. Rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown, with the best is tattered, tattered, my brain splattered all over Manhattan. Should do be shake it. Oh, woo, woo. It's only rock and roll, but I like it, yes, I do, but I like it. Hey, what's gigging? I'm Pharrell, along with your boy, Carver High this afternoon. Mafia running it with Hayden Fry at LTN in Kansas City. Mo, a birthday roll call. On a misery Monday, your boy Chukwuma Okafor of the Steelers, 25 today. John Runyon, 25. Jared Stidham's birthday. Cameron Payne, Yonder Diaz, Anthony Rizzo, and Danilo Gallinari. Pasta for everybody. Rizzo, 33. Gallinari, 34. Pierre Garçon, 36. Roger Federer, 41. Rashad Lewis, 43. Anthony Beck, 45. My buddy Howard Cross, double nickels. Bruce Matthews, legend, Hall of Famer, 61. Ray Fontenot, 65. Sweet Lou Dunbar, 69. Brian Sipe, you remember him with Jack Lambert rubbing mud in his face in Cleveland, 73 today. Ken Dryden, legend, Hall of Famer, 75. Frank Howard, 86. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. All right, you got it all. KD telling the owner how it's going to be. Joe Tsai, get rid of him. Get rid of Sean Marks. He doesn't like Marks and Nash. What does this brother like? I mean, honest to Christ. Carver High said it best. He got everything he wanted, and now he wants more. He's the one that built it. Now he wants to tear it all down. Get rid of his ass. Get rid of the cancer. Cut it out. Although I will say, I've told you a million times on this show, Sean Marks is the Oriental rug beneath us. He's the worst GM. I don't care what anybody says. He let the inmates run the asylum, and he's the one that brought in that hack coach. Legendary player, Hall of Famer, hack coach. You heard me. Durant doesn't have faith in the direction of franchise. How funny is that? Why don't you go get lost without your phone and GPS directions, my ass? Dodgers sweep the series against the Padres. Oh, I thought the Padres were going to win it all. Going to win the World Series. can never lose a game. Greatest lineup ever. The Dodgers are your daddy. I mean to tell you, speaking of who's your daddy, the Cardinals B-slapped the Yankees all weekend in Beer Town. Very upset, Carver High. He barely wanted to do the show today. Meanwhile, Mafia laughing, driving with the windows down as the Mets have the same record as the Yankees now and will end up with a better record than the Yankees because they're a better team than the Yankees. And they have better pitching as opposed to your boy Ace Ventura over there who gives up gopher balls like we're at a wiffle ball tournament. Mets beat the Braves, take 4 out of 5 games. You got to be kidding me. Welcome all of our radio affiliates to Coast on a Monday. SiriusXM 159 is our home on satellite radio. Sports Map Radio Network, Sports Byline USA, D-PAC holding it down in the city by the bay. Plus Mighty Ear 1090 ESPN Radio in San Diego. Near Tijuana, do you wanna? Jacob DeGrom sets a MLB record for most Ks in his first 200 starts. He's now throwing the ball 190 miles an hour. Guy's got stuff, doesn't he? Edwin Diaz. How about this guy? He is a pimp now. Spencer Strider talking on the show today. We got it all. The lion's share coming up. Jason Scott will join us from BetMGM. We got all your weekend action, including Rocco Baldelli's meltdown. He's very angry. We got a Rhys Hoskins home run. We got everything. Cousin Sal's on the show today. Plus, another legend. They're rolling in today. Jody McDonald from Whip in Philly, The Fan in New York, CBS Sports Radio, our old colleague Jody Mack on C2C today, talking Phillies, Yankees, Mets, you name it, Eagles, whatever you want. Jody will fill you up. We got more than that. Dennis Eckersley retiring at the end of the season. What broadcaster isn't retiring at the end of the season, Carver High? Everyone, they're either dying or retiring. Maybe the ones that are retiring are knowing that they're going to die. So they retire first so that they can go live it up in Portugal, smoke fatties, and chase Keeney. That's bikini. We got Craig Council on the show today. We got a little Yaz sighting, a little Wink Man sighting. We got a Emmanuel Rivera signing. Who? Today in Carver High History, fans are enamored with that. We got everything. Power rankings, division standings, wild card standings. We got everything. Tonight's game, 7 of them. Let's make some money, honey. Matt Stafford says he's just fine. I'll believe it when I see it. We got Mike McCarthy on the show today. Kenny Pickett makes a stop on C2C. Plus, Daniel Dime Jones, Justin Herbert, Dan Campbell, one of our favorites. We got so much action today, you can chip a tooth. Tony Boselli getting into the Hall of Fame with a nice speech. Plus, Dick Vermeil. Alabama number one in the preseason coaches poll. We'll get into it. We got your hotel golf championship winner. It's Coast to Coast.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You got to get on this BetMGM app. They got great things happening there like this. You can bet $10 on any MLB game and win $200 if either team hits a home run. Use the bonus code MLB Home Run 2022. That's MLB HR 2022. Use that code, bet 10 on any game, win 200 if anybody hits a home run. Carver High, I got to tell you, they have the grid rolling up on the 80-incher. In the family room right now. Oh. And your favorite pal, Boston, is watching. And Chop has just informed me that there was little reaction at all from the dog and that he is now passing out while watching us on TV. Very little reaction by the dog. The dog has no interest in anything except Yankee games, which he gets excited about. And also any type of food available, whether it's on a human plate or dog bones, either or. It's anything you like. He'll eat watermelon. He'll eat anything. But TV, the grid, apparently not turning the dog on.
The main thing is that it's on, though, right? I mean, at the end of the day, it's on. I mean, that's what we want to see. I understand the dog after the long weekend watching the Yankees. I can understand why the dog may be a little down in the dumps despite being called Boston.
Down in the dumps.
Dog probably, that was a tough weekend. We'll talk about that in a moment. So before we start the baseball, Scotty, we have some NBA that just dropped in our lap right before we started Coast to Coast here today. Let's get into it. Sham Sharney of The Athletic reporting. A meeting between Nets owner Joe Tsai and Kevin Durant. Durant reiterated his trade request. He informed Tsai that he needs to choose between Durant or the pairing of GM Sean Marks and coach Steve Nash. He informed them that he does not have faith in the direction of the organization. The meeting was described as transparent and professional with a clear message, keep me or keep them. Well, there you go. The next move in the chessboard by Kevin Durant today against the Brooklyn Nets.
All right, so let me ask you this question. I'm asking you, do you really believe that a guy that has, you know, clearly done a great job as a reporter, breaking stories and covering the NBA, fair enough. I respect what he does, right? Do you really believe that he's so on the inside with the owner of the Brooklyn Nets that after he had this meeting or somehow he bugged Joe Tsai's office or has someone that's bugging the office? Because I don't believe for one minute that this guy knows what was said in a closed-door meeting with Kevin Durant and the owner of the Brooklyn Nets, Joe Tsai. I do not believe he knows one lick of truth to this story, that he said it's either me or them. He doesn't like the direction of the organization. Who in their right mind, even if you make $40 million a year as a professional athlete, who in their right mind talks that way to the billionaire owner of the team? No one. I don't care what anyone says. I don't believe the story. I do believe he wants to be traded. So what I would do to accommodate him is I would trade him to any number of five of the worst teams in the league, all the worst franchises available. Literally find the worst team in the league and literally dump his ass there. Because this guy is so painful, I would rather have a migraine headache every day of my life than deal with Kevin Durant. He is not worth it. He is old. He's one injury away from being done. I don't care what anybody says. They had his ass in Brooklyn, and what did they do besides absolutely nothing? He didn't win jack shack while he was in Brooklyn. The only time the guy ever won in his life, he didn't win at Texas. He didn't win in Oklahoma City. And he only won because he played with Steph Curry. That's the only time he ever won anything. His days of winning titles are over. He's another Achilles away from being finished. I would no more keep him than fly a kite. He is the ultimate lymphoma in the NBA. He is the cancer that keeps on giving. Screw Kevin Durant. Why do you think I call him Cream Puff Reaper? He is such a pain in the ass. That I know. But I don't believe a word that was said about this alleged meeting and how professional it was. I think Sham is full of shack. He doesn't know anything. He's on the inside, huh? He got a bug in the room? He got a camera in the room? Shut the F up. I'm sick of listening to guys that try to get attention for themselves by making up stories. And you can tell him I said so. I'll beat his ass, too. I don't even know him. I'll beat his ass.
I don't know. I mean, Durant is such a D that I kind of believe it. I do kind of believe that this happened. Like,
whatever.
And for him to get this information or somewhat from this lunch or dinner, whatever this was, it probably came from the Steve Nash, Sean Marks camp to make Durant look like the absolute D in this situation. If it did, that's probably where it trickled out of. If it's the case.
I think Marks asked for this. He asked for this. He did this. He dug his own grave. How about this? I cannot fathom a guy that has butchered a team worse than this guy, and then they just gave him an extension. They just gave him more money and more years. I think this guy should be running the Australian national team. Go back down under where you came from. You've done nothing except butcher the Brooklyn Nets. I mean, honest to Christ, they're as bad as the Knicks. They're both so bad. You wonder why it smells in New York City where I live. It's not the garbage. It's the Knicks and Nets.
It's true. And it is hard, as you said, for Durant to sit there and possibly say that the direction – he literally created the direction of the franchise when he went there. He picked the coach. He wanted Nash to be the coach. He picked Kyrie as his wingman. He told Marks to trade all the draft picks for James Harden. He got rid of basically all the young core that was there before he arrived. He's done it all.
They lost 18 of 21, and the guy scores 30 a game, and they still lose. You know why? They haven't played defense since they were playing at Brendan Byrne Arena in New Jersey in the Swamps. That team plays no defense ever, and they are a joke. Let's stop acting like, you know what this is? This is the same bullshack that we put up with every week on this show, listening to people tell us stories about the Los Angeles Lakers. And we never stop talking about the Los Angeles Lakers. The Lakers are literally dirty toilet water. That's how bad they are. They are dirty, unflushed toilet water, but they get talked about like they've won 15 straight NBA championships. Do you notice they never talk about the Warriors ever? Do you ever hear anyone talking about the Warriors after they just won their fourth in 8 years? They don't talk about them. They showed Clay on the beach in the Bahamas writing fourth championship in the sand. That's the only story I've heard. But we hear about these two garbage franchises. I'm telling you, Genie, someone hacked their Twitter. LeBron won't sign his new extension. AD's having great workouts, in the best shape of his life. The guy can't stay on the court for 5 effing minutes. He is peanut brittle city, and Kevin Durant is cancer. You can have it. You know, I'll give Kyrie at least this. He hadn't said a word throughout this whole thing. Kyrie, he had a run in the city the other day, like a charity run, more than a run it was called. He's done good things, hasn't opened his fat mouth for once.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Know your prey. This is a whole new jungle. This is the Lion's Share. Brought to you by BetMGM.
You know, I'll say this much, Carver High. Seriously, no matter if all that's true or not is irrelevant to me, I'll give him this, though. He's right about one thing. The direction of that franchise, he doesn't like it. Well, who could like it when it's as bad as it is? I mean, they got swept by the Celtics in the playoffs, which was, I mean, it's humiliating. And I know they went to the finals, but don't tell me they should have been swept by the Celtics. And then when the season ends, they both want to get traded and everything else. And I don't know how many times I've said that Nash is just a famous guy that stands on the sideline. That's all he is. And I do not believe in that general manager for one second. I am done with anybody trying to sell me this guy's accolades. I think it is the biggest crock of Shaq ever that this guy gets this – and he just got extended. I said, I mean, it never ends. They reward failure. They reward failure. They give tons of money to players that fail and GMs that fail in sports. It happens all the time. Baseball players can't hit 210 and they're making $20 million. I mean, it makes no sense to me. A guy that runs a club like the Nets into the ground. I mean, they're into the ground. I mean, have you ever seen, I don't remember ever seeing a team with that much talent lose 18 of 21 games. And people start blaming it on COVID and everything else. I'll give him this. He's right about one thing. They are, the direction is straight to hell in a bucket. I hope they're enjoying the ride, because with that guy in charge and that coach, they're not going anywhere. They are not going anywhere near an NBA Finals anytime, and I'm literally, with those two gone, because they're going to get rid of both of them, they won't sniff it for 20 years. 20 years. They won't. What? When are they going to the NBA Finals? In what world are they going to the NBA with Nick Claxton and Ben Simmons? Stop.
Allegedly, the three most likely destinations still, Boston, Toronto, and Miami. Allegedly. Those are the three most likely destinations.
What are they going to give us? Max Strus?
Strus, your boy. That's right. The Hero Sandwich. Get Tyler Hero up there in Brooklyn. That's value right there.
That kid's body won't hold up either. He's too white.
It is time for the lion's share, Scotty. Of course, brought to you by BetMGM. Did you like all those dingers on Friday night? I mean, was that enough for you with Vladdy and Schwarber and everybody going yard on Friday to send you into the weekend? That was pretty good. A couple of taters on a Friday. We start a new week with the lion's share tonight. Of course, only seven games, Scotty, but that does not mean we cannot find some plays. We will start with the Orioles and the Jays tonight. Jordan Lyles going for the Birds. His total 4.5 over plus 120. Under minus 175. He's over, actually, in three of his last five starts. He had seven strikeouts last time out against the Texas Rangers. Give me Lyles over tonight, just barely, Scotty, with a five against the Jays tonight.
Yeah, I hope you're right. I'm going to go under. I don't believe he can strike out that many Blue Jays. Chapman's been hitting. Vladdy's been hitting. Bichette hits well at Camden. I'm going to say no to the under.
Even though I want him to get some strikeouts, as we'll see later in the lion's share, I also expect him to give up some runs. Next, let's go to the Basset Hound out at Citi Field tonight. The Mets riding high after taking 4 out of 5 from the Braves this weekend. The Basset Hound, 5.5 against the Reds tonight, Scotty. Over minus 125, under minus 115. The Basset Hound under in four of his last six starts, this number of 5.5.
Well, look, the Reds are awful. The Mets are on fire. The place is filling up every night. They have the best record in baseball, basically, since the All-Star break. They've caught the Yankees. They have destroyed the Braves, who are now 6.5 back. I am on Basset Hound over tonight, and the Mets will continue to pound crappy teams like the Reds. After they just kicked the Braves' ass, you've got to keep trouncing on crap in front of you, which is the Cincinnati Reds.
Absolutely. Next, we go to Cole Irvin of the A's. Why do we go to Cole, Scotty? 4.5 is his number tonight against the Angels, who absolutely suck right now. Minus 105 to the over, minus 135 to the under. Now, Cole has been under a lot. He's got 4 in both starts against the Angels this year, but I'm taking him over tonight. I'm taking my chance with Cole against Anaheim at home at the Ashtray, minus 105.
Yeah, I'll take a shot on that flyer as an over because the Angels are glad bag city. Season over.
Oh, yeah.
Happiness over. Everybody, I mean, they're barely holding on to Ohtani. Trout hasn't played. They lose every game they play. I mean, I'm on the over. I'll take it.
And finally, big series out in Seattle tonight. The Yankees looking to get off the deck after getting swept in St. Louis. They play the Seattle Mariners. Same pitching matchup as last week in the Bronx. You have Jameson Shots of Tyone against Gilbert Grape. Tyone, 5.5 tonight, plus 110 to the over, minus 160 to the under. He's gone over this, Scotty, in his last two starts, including 6 against the Mariners last time he pitched in the middle of last week. I like the over.
Yeah, I'm going to go under here because the Yankees are falling on their faces every single day now. They're on this horrible skid over their last 25 games. What is it, 9-16?
9-16.
I mean, they've lost, what, 5 in a row? That hasn't happened all year. Neither had 4, now 5. Gilbert beat him last week in the Bronx, and he had the number there. Not here. It's in Seattle tonight. I don't even like the Yankees' chances. I like him to go under, and I like Gilbert to beat him.
Let's go to the taters now. Home run props on BetMGM for the lion's share. We will start with Francisco Lindor of the Mets. Like you said, Scotty, they got to keep mashing these awful teams. Lindor's got 3 homers in his last 10 games. He had 8 hits against the Braves over the weekend, and he just missed a couple of homers, Scotty. He had one that was right off the top of the wall, plus 333 for Lindor tonight.
Yeah, I like him to hit one tonight. I like Alonso to hit one tonight. I like Vogelback to hit one tonight. I mean, they're playing the Little League team. So, baby. I mean, the Mets should come out swinging at City and hit a bunch of home runs tonight. I mean, they did it all weekend against the Braves. Why not keep doing it?
Let's go, baby. Next, we'll go to Wrigley. The Nationals and the Cubs, Scotty, not the sexiest matchup on the card, but we said we were going to keep our eye on Luke Voit when he got traded to the Nationals and that he was going to rake a little bit in a bad situation. He hit his first homer with the Nats over the weekend. He's got, Scotty, he's 6-for-13 since joining them. The Cubs suck, plus 240 for Voit to go out at Wrigley tonight.
And it's a sandbox. So I'm with you on Voit hitting one out. And just for good measure, how about he said, well, it's a little bit weird for me since I've never played for a loser before. Welcome to D.C., said, I'm playing for a loser now, so I got to come to grips with it. I told you, if this guy starts hitting home runs over the next 2 months, he's going to make a lot of money in D.C. He'll be the biggest bat in town because they have no other talent. They got rid of all of it.
Next, the Buccos are in the desert tonight to take on the Diamondbacks, Scotty. Christian Walker has been very good this year. 3 homers in his last 10. He had one yesterday. He's got 26 on the season. He's been a good tater play, plus 375 at home against the Buccos tonight.
Why not? The Pirates on the road, or they forget their clothes, their underwear, their bats, their gloves. I'm surprised they have a plane. I keep thinking of the little kid that took the picture with the owner. Sell the team. I mean, honestly, embarrassing they are.
Oh, your boy. And finally, we're going to go one last time with Judge tonight. And why? Judge had a ton of hits over the weekend against the Cardinals, Scotty. He just couldn't get him over the wall. We know that he gets hot at any time. Had some homers against the Mariners last week, plus 155 to get things going for Judge.
Yeah, I'll go with you there. I hope he hits a home run in every game this week. I mean, he's capable. He's got 10. What did he have? 10 and 16 RBIs and since the All-Star break, the guy's been raking. He's the only guy on the team that hits. By the way, I just wanted to mention, I was watching Joey Gallo on Saturday and Sunday night. Still sucking as much as ever, Joey. This guy went to L.A. They're already booing him. And he, not only does he strike out every time he's at bat, but the bat doesn't come within 3 feet of the ball.
No.
He is finished in Major League Baseball. He will not finish the season with the Dodgers. He sucks so bad, he'll be DFA'd within 3 weeks. He's finished in Major League
Baseball.
He's real
bad.
The guy can't
thankfully,
hit.
Thankfully, somebody else's problem now. All right, the game props for tonight. Some big plus money game props for you, Scotty. Let's go. Blue Jays and the Orioles tonight. How about a lot of runs here? I'm going big ball, Scotty. Both teams to score 5 or more runs at plus 290. A lot of runs with the Jays and the O's.
Why not? Let's go. We only got 7 games. Let's go for the throat.
Next, we said the Mets would score a ton. Mets win over 8.5 in the game, plus 130. They can get over the 8.5 by themselves tonight against the Reds, Scotty.
I'm with you there, too. It's going to be ugly.
And finally, the A's at the Ashtray against the Angels. A win for Oakland and under 8.5 at plus 190. Under 8.5, A's win with Irvin on the mound.
Why not? Because I bet on the A's, so I'll go with you on the under as well. Let's go. Let's make more money. All we do is make people money on the share. You know the lion share. The lion will bite everyone except us because all we do is feed the people with money.
There you go. The lion share. Bet MGM, baby.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Pharrell back on Coast to Coast on a Monday afternoon. We bring in Jason Scott, our boy, the VP of trading at BetMGM in Las Vegas, in Sin City, the Mega Hub at MGM. And Jason, good to see you to start the week off again. Let's start with how much did the odds change for the Cards, Mets, Yankees, and Braves after their big series this weekend that obviously did not go well for the Yankees and Braves?
Yeah, it's interesting. The Yankees price looks like it's baked in. It didn't move one inch despite them getting swept. There was some money from the Cards. They were sort of plus 4,000 or plus 3,000. The Mets plus 600 or plus 550. But the Braves went from plus 900 to plus 1,200. But, yeah, the Yankees plus 375, solid. We're still taking money.
So you saw DeGrom throwing, just absolute gas, and no one can even touch him. And they have Scherzer doing the same thing. He had 11 strikeouts. When you see those two pitching and Diaz closing the way he is and the bats that they have, how can you not think that they are a dangerous team to deal with in the playoffs?
100%. I mean, we're almost getting down to the stage now where 95% of the money we're seeing is coming for the top four teams in the betting, the two New York teams, the Astros and the Dodgers. I can't remember a season where so far out that four teams have sort of leveled out and looked to be at a different level to the others, even after watching the Cards and the Yankees this weekend.
It's that close. I have to ask you, I said earlier on the show that I think the Mets are going to end up better than the Yankees when it's all said and done record-wise, as if that matters, because when you get to the playoffs, you're all 0-0, right? And you got to win games. And it becomes about pitching. But when you see the Yankees getting their ass beat by the Astros and the Mariners, I said on Coast to Coast last week, I think Friday, right to Carver High, I said, the Yankees aren't winning the World Series. They can't even beat the Astros or Mariners. How the hell are they going to win the World Series when those two teams seem to own them? And there's going to be more of it tonight.
Well, I've learned not to fall in love with streaks in baseball. You know, 20 games ago, Houston were absolutely flying and everyone was saying, you know, they were the team to beat that could come. I think, you know, there's still 55 games to go. Let's see it play out. I can see a way that the Yankees could the hitting comes back and it's not just Judge around the playoffs and different things happen.
Were you surprised? I got to tell you, documented, I bet on the Dodgers every night against the Padres this weekend and cashed. Everyone thinks the Padres are winning the World Series because they got Juan Soto. And let's face it, Bell, Hader, Drury. I won't deny they got a sick lineup. But when the guys from up north kick your ass every time you play, you're not winning anything.
Yeah, well, you didn't have to sweat too much on it to cash those tickets, did you? They sort of, the Dodgers looked to be in control most games. Look, yeah, I'm with you. The Padres have got a long way to go. Their pitching isn't seem to be at the level of the other top four teams. Bell and Soto have switched sides of the country, but both are taking a while to get going. I can't see them challenging.
Do you think, just personally, that the Mets are the team that is going to end up playing the Dodgers for the pennant?
Yes, I do.
That's what I'm saying.
I think the
about.
Pitching, I think you said it. I think with Scherzer, DeGrom, you know, they're going to be hard to beat in a series, aren't they?
What did the odds, did they flip much when the Cardinals passed the Brewers? And to me, it seemed like the Brewers quit when the front office traded Hader. The players said, you know what, screw you. We're going to let the Pirates sweep us. That's what it looked like to me, like they just threw games.
It was a peculiar decision to let him go. Yeah, Cardinals into minus 200, Brewers plus 160. This time last week, there was parity there. So, yeah, all the momentum's with the Cardinals. They probably picked up, you know, I think most people would have going into that series with the Yankees, winning one of three would have been the expected result. They've won three. So, it's probably two games over what we'd tallied.
I mean, honestly, I was watching those games and losing. DeJong's been in the minors for 2 months, and this guy's killing you. I mean, honestly, I was. You should have heard the language coming from my house when I was watching this bum racking home runs against him. I wanted to puke. Is Goldschmidt still your favorite for the MVP? Because he's kind of like fizzled a little, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's minus 140. I think Austin Riley plus 550, Freddie Freeman plus 700. I might be right. I might be wrong, but I seem to remember 2 weeks ago Carver High being very strong on Austin Riley when he was double-figure odds. So he's moving in. Goldsmith's got out a little bit, but he still seems the one to beat.
We are both on Riley to steal it from Goldschmidt, and we've been watching this guy tearing it up all year. He's been incredible. But he didn't do anything against the Mets, so he needs to have a martini. Spencer Strider, the favorite for Rookie of the Year in the National League. Some people think he's crying when he's talking about it doesn't matter if they lose to the Mets now. All that matters is October. I'll give him that. And then last week, what do you have, a 13-strikeout game? I mean, this guy's got this thing locked up, doesn't he?
He's got it locked up. I mean, I'm... probably didn't think we needed him to come out the way he did on the weekend after being taken out after 2 2/3 innings and 6 hits and suggest they were lucky. But, yeah, he's minus 165, Michael Harris plus 225 and Anel Cruz plus 1200. It looks a race in two. We don't want Strider. We'd much prefer to see Harris win.
I want to see O'Neal Cruz. My boy Cruz Missile get involved there with a late push. Get him slide in with a couple of more bombs into the river. That's what I'm talking about. My team's only 1,000 games under 500. Don't mind me, Jason. Anyway, let me ask you about the Padres again. How much action came in on them after all those deals?
Yeah, look, we started seeing action probably 24 hours earlier when it was rumored that Soto was heading west. They obviously thought he looked good in that beautiful brown uniform of the Padres. Plus 1,500, got down to plus 1,100. It's gone back again after what we saw against the Dodgers. And like I said before, they're still a fair bit off the pace.
What are the odds right now of, have they changed at all with Carver High and I moving to suites in the MGM Grand permanently and doing the show from the sportsbook right there between the Ale House and the book? What are the odds now?
Well, they were minus 50,000 last week, and now they're plus 50,000. I think they've moved to plus 100,000. I'm not getting any traction.
Carver, did you hear that? You got to keep an eye on that for me, buddy. Who's the betting favorite to take the AL Central as if it matters? I mean, if the Twins win, you know they'll lose to the Yankees.
Yeah, the Twins are the favorite, plus 125, plus 160, the White Sox, plus 280, the Guardians. Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? Even though it's a close battle, we're not seeing much money. It's kind of like the Who Cares Cup.
The Who Cares Cup. It's like watching Man U play soccer on Saturday. Eight different teams have double-digit win totals for this NFL season now on BetMGM. How many do you think actually get double-digit wins?
Yeah, well, I mean, this is something I hadn't given 1 second thought of until you just mentioned it. Last year, there were 12 teams that won 10 games. Now, remembering our double-digit win teams are probably 10 and a half, so you're probably talking 11 games. I think we'll get something like 10 or 11. We'll get over 12. I think we got three in the AFC East last year. I can't see the Cardinals repeating that. I think we'll probably get another one in the AFC West. They're too strong against the others. And there's a couple of divisions where I can see two. I think we'll get 11, get over the 10, but I only think we'll get 9, cover the 10 and a half to get 11 wins.
There you go. So did you guys get a bunch of action at the start of the EPL? Nothing like a thrilling Crystal Palace game to kick off the season on Friday afternoon. That's like hanging out with people that don't have any liquor in the fridge and ask if you want to watch softball, like Crystal Palace for your opener. I mean, the Gunners beat them 2-0, but honest to Christ, can they not get a better game than that to kick off their season?
Yeah, it's hard to imagine, isn't it? Look, we see a lot of interest. Actually, we see a lot of interest in these first 4 weeks prior to college football taking off in its entirety. We see most of the money comes in the games for the big four, Liverpool, Arsenal, and the two Manchester teams. So it's always good to see Liverpool get beaten and a draw as well.
So do you think City wins it again with Haaland? He had a great start with a couple of goals in their win 2-0 over Ham Sandwich.
I think it's a really interesting year. We're going to send all the best players to Qatar for 2 months to play in 120-degree heat and have all the pressure of the World Cup. The teams that make the final are going to come back exhausted. And then they'll start the regular season again. This is a year where something odd could happen, and maybe that's just me being an odds maker wanting it to happen. But if ever there's something funny is going to happen, it's going to be because we've got a World Cup in the winter or in the summer in Qatar.
So it is in the winter because we really don't care about their schedule or their holidays, but it's during our Thanksgiving to Christmas window. How much action will there be in Vegas at BetMGM with people betting on the World Cup? I would think it's crazy.
Well, Black Friday is the first game Team USA play, and they play England. So that will be the biggest betting soccer match in the history of this country, given where sports betting's grown, given these two teams both going in with, you know, both, well, England obviously think they want to get out of the group and maybe into the, you know, progress through the series. The Americans have a genuine chance to get out of the group. So I think that game will break all records, and it wouldn't surprise me if it holds more than the final. But, yeah, so, I can't wait. It's going to be enormous.
So this year, after Thanksgiving dinner at the BetMGM buffet, you know, right next to the Starbucks there, when you roll out of there after seven plates of food, you're not going to go to the Best Buy and over to Macy's shopping this year, late night at midnight. You're going to settle into an England match with the USA and stay right at home, snuggle by the fire and bet on soccer. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, most Thanksgiving nights, I'm in the fetal position again because the Lions have lost and we get stripped. But this year, after the Lions have lost and we get stripped, I'll be able to get it back on Team USA England the next day and cheer for it.
The Lions are the worst thing that ever happened to America, ever. And Thanksgiving every year is the same thing. I would rather watch my mother-in-law drink a bottle of Pinot Grigio and start cussing at me than watch the Lions play football. Any action on that Hill win on Saturday night over Santos? Anybody bet on that?
Yeah, they did. Most of the money was for Hill, but it was enough money for Santos, the outsider. The outsiders are always well bet in these MMA contests. We made a small profit.
I just want you to know, Mafia makes an additional 70% of his income betting on men fighting inside a cage. He's very good betting on people that kick each other in the face. Jason, I love you. Have a great week. Say hi to everybody at BetMGM for me.
Thank you, Scotty.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Carver, I couldn't believe watching like the Dodgers just own the Padres all weekend.
All weekend long. All it took was 5 days after the Padres got Soto and all these guys. It took 5 days for everybody to basically be like, all right, they got no shot against the Dodgers or winning the World Series or winning the National League or anything like that. That's it. That's all it took. Less than a week. Getting swept in the fashion that they did in Los Angeles by the Dodgers. I don't think anybody's a believer. They got a lot of work to do in October to change people's minds, that's for sure. Last night, Scotty, 4-0 was the final to finish off the sweep in Los Angeles. Big night for Cody Bellinger. Not one, but two home runs on ESPN.
Bellinger.
Oh, my God.
Can he do it again? Yes, he did. Cody Bellinger, 3-for-3 tonight. His second home run And the number nine hitter now has 15 on the season. The Dodgers lead it 3-0.
You remember last year when they were going to get rid of him and they were going to write him off and he was terrible and he turned into a bum and everything else. Look at him now.
It is amazing. He has not quite been the same since that MVP winning season a few years back, but he has come up with some big hits for the Dodgers, especially over the last 4 to 6 weeks. And the Dodgers, once again, Scotty, they are rolling in the National League. So a big weekend for them. We will come back and get into the rest of the baseball from the weekend, including a very bad weekend for the Yankees in St. Louis. Yesterday, they scored a bunch of runs, but they sure couldn't stop any. Saturday, they couldn't score anything, even though they didn't allow any. Really strange weekend for the Yankees in St. Louis, as they now have their longest losing streak of the season going to Seattle, Scotty. We'll talk about the Yankees and the Cards when we come back.
I wanted to puke watching those games. I watched every inning of every game, and it was just an atrocity. And I think they're in big trouble going into Seattle tonight.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Over time, moss, mold, and mildew stains cover your home, and cleaning them is too much work. You need Wet and Forget, the easy bleach-free way to clean tough outdoor stains. For decks, patios, and cushions, use Wet and Forget outdoor spaces. No scrubbing, no rinsing. Just apply and let it do the work for you over time. Got a bigger job? Reach second-story siding and roofs with Outdoor Max. Up to a 30-foot reach and 2x the coverage. Get Wet and Forget at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.